edition of the Basics in Economic Development. It's episode number 15. Mark Wickersham, good morning to you.
Good morning again, Monty. Thank you for hosting and welcoming us in the studio. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. What do you have for us today?
Well, on today's broadcast, I want to discuss something that becomes a fairly common question that I get, and it's fairly basic, and it's who decides what companies come to Huntington County?
All right. Fair enough.
And, well, I don't want to sound a little bit flippant, but the answer is nobody does. Because we don't have a centrally planned economy. So the question itself implies a dynamic that doesn't really exist. But sometimes we just need to remind ourselves of that it's in fact the private sector, companies, landowners, financiers, investors themselves that really make that decision. And there's so much, you know, the overwhelming majority of business activities that take place every day in Huntington County are completely and totally unrelated to the work that I do. I mean, it's a free economy. It's a very dynamic economy out there. And so there isn't, you know, that question that comes up, who decides, implies that somebody actually does as a governmental function. And that's not how things work. But that said, our efforts at the agency are designed to encourage and support opportunities. And so to the extent we're, you know, dealing with that construct, happy to have the opportunity this morning to discuss how that works. The mission of our organization as a nonprofit corporation, and I can't emphasize that enough, we're not a unit of government. Huntington County Economic Development Corporation, you know, we have the name Huntington County, but not because we're a governmental entity. It's because of the geography that we serve as a nonprofit 501c3 corporation. And our mission is to promote opportunities for new job creation and capital investments in the industrial community in Huntington County in order to generally help improve our tax base and quality of life. So that's the basic mission that our corporation was created to do, but we also have to recognize, you know, a few underlying dynamics. And I mentioned the first one, obviously, is that we're not a centrally planned economy. So what we do is to promote opportunities. But we promote opportunities primarily in the manufacturing sector because the manufacturing sector in Huntington County represents almost 50% of our current tax base. It's also other than agriculture, it's the single largest concentration of business activity where tax revenue and jobs define that. Third thing is that the manufacturing industrial sector provides the fastest, best, most effective return on investments for the taxpayers as it relates to the incentive programs that we've discussed on other shows. Because of the scale and the number of jobs created and the taxes paid, et cetera, by the industrial manufacturing sector, it just simply is the most effective way to quickly impact our economic base utilizing the incentive programs that we've talked about before. Another factor is simply that we recognize Huntington County is a great place to locate a business, but we need to make sure that companies, investors, site selection consultants, developers, the private sector in general, we need to make sure they know that. So we have an outreach marketing program that we refer to as a business recruiting, retention, and expansion program, or in our world, again, acronyms and abbreviations, it's called the BRE program. Finally, our BRE activities, our agency's activities need to align with the strategic and land use plans of the municipalities in the county. There's not really a reason for, in fact, we don't try to recruit business opportunities for things that our communities simply are not prepared to handle, whether that's because of, you know, large capacity demands on water and sewer plants, or whether it's how many acres are available, what's our zoning requirement. We simply work together with the municipalities to make sure that we're reflecting the capacities and abilities of our communities to manage the projects if they become a reality. And I think for most people, the concepts of business retention and growth of local existing businesses, that's fairly predictable in how you go about doing that. And that activity actually, economically speaking, represents about 80% of the growth in the industrial community. I mean, 80% of the local growth in the industrial community is a result of existing businesses and their vendors and activities to grow. So about 20% of our economic industrial base is related to the attraction of new companies and the impact of new companies. So over the years that I've been at the agency, I've facilitated a total of 182 projects. Those projects represent about $800 million in private investments, $800 million of private investments in Huntington County. And 37 of those have been from companies that it was their first entrance into the county. They had never invested here before. The other kind of dynamic that's interesting for Huntington County is what we refer to as foreign direct investment. When we think about it, some of our largest manufacturing employers are internationally owned. We've talked about and hosted Teijin Automotive in our shows previously. Well, they employ about 625 people. They're based in Japan. Bendix Commercial Vehicle Systems is our second largest employer in the manufacturing community with about 500 employees. They're based in Germany. Square D, it's Schneider Electric. Most of us remember it as Square D, and their products are branded as Square D. They employ about 175 people. They're based in France. Onward Manufacturing Company employs about 100 people. They build barbecue grills in what used to be the Majestic Fireplace Company building on East Market Street. They're based in Canada. Gerdau Steel on Commercial Road on the north side of Huntington employs about 70 people. They're based in Brazil, South America. And then Helena Chemical Corporation on the east side of Huntington is based in Japan. So when we hear about trade and tariff policies and comments about the global economy and that kind of thing, it's really relevant to what goes on in Huntington County. It's really interesting. And in a future show, I'll talk in more detail about the foreign direct investment trends and that sort of thing, not just in Huntington, but the state of Indiana. At the end of the day, though, in our work, it's almost like any real estate effort. There are three themes that are at the heart of why companies enjoy investing in Huntington County. Location, obviously. I mean, how many times have we heard that in real estate terms? Location, location, location. Workforce talent. And the third thing is the value proposition. So, for example, we may have a site or a building available at a great price, but if we don't have workforce talent, then the value proposition doesn't work for the investor. Or we may have labor force available, but we may not have the right building. So, again, the value proposition gets complicated in the process. But economic development, the economic development world has trade policies. publications for those activities, and they routinely list dozens of what are called site selection priorities, you know, in defining the details of location, workforce, and value. You go through a discussion of tax rates, do you have a pro-business environment from the governmental units and the regulatory units that are in place, what are the labor rates and the labor culture market like, what are the quality levels of our schools or hospitals, fire departments, and the list goes on and on and on. But at the end of the day, those are factors that ultimately are summarized with the three things I mentioned: location, workforce, and value. So as we organize our marketing efforts, like any other marketing effort for any business, we ask ourselves basic sorts of questions. Who's our target audience? Who are we trying to reach with our message? And in our case, with what we do for industrial growth, we're looking for companies who can relate to what already exists in Huntington County, first of all. Supply chain vendors, groups which rely on similar workforce talents to what we have, companies cut with suppliers and customers that are easily served from our location. That's one target audience. A second target audience are companies which rely on the community assets that we already have in place. You know, interstate highway systems, rail services, airports, workforce training for their employees to continue to grow. Utility capacity is important. So we're looking for companies who have challenges or who are reliant upon those assets that we already have. We're also looking for investors and consultants who are familiar with the state of Indiana and Northeast Indiana and maybe even Huntington County, and our job is to help them become more familiar with Huntington County. And finally, we're looking at companies and investors who are in environments that they're not happy in, quite frankly. Heavy regulatory or taxation states, California, New York, Illinois, Michigan was at one point, they're getting better. But then also international companies. And one of the stories I love to tell real quick, I'll do it real quick because we're running out of time, but it's like I had a company from Europe that called because they had been doing business in Asia. And the first point that I made to him was, you don't have to worry about anybody in Huntington County's governmental systems stealing from you. And he was like,
wow.
And he was like, you hit that right on the head, because in Europe, Asia, and other countries around the world, that we take that for granted. And companies overseas, absolutely, are first and foremost, they're worried that their governmental authorities are actually going to steal from them or take their, you know, copyrighted materials or trademark patented information for their own benefits or whatever, or just tax them in crazy ways and regulate them out of business. So things that we take for granted here are not that common to some of the companies that we're looking for. So we're looking for companies that are in that sort of environment. So again, now to summarize and wrap things up on this segment, there's not a single person deciding how this works. The private sector does that in logical ways. Our effort is to recruit opportunities, and we do that in a logical way. And then sometimes we do respond professionally to unsolicited opportunities, and that's a whole other show at some point. But we do our best to be a good ambassador for Huntington County in the process.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and your many years at the helm speak for themselves. I really admire what you do, and it can't be easy some days.
It's like any other career. Some days it's the best thing on earth, and other days you kind of scratch your head and wonder. But on balance, Huntington County is a great place to live, work, and do business. business and to play. And so it's fun to live here. It's a cost-effective place to live, cost-effective place to do business. We have a government that is encouraging of business investments. So when you have that going for you, it makes the job a whole lot easier.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you taking the time, and thanks for another great edition.
You're welcome. Thank you, Monty.
All right, let's get back into the music right here on The Z.